Students of engineering and environmental science have been finding out for themselves what life is like as a consultant. Experts in various fields came onto campus and spoke to undergraduates. Cheryl Gogin, an account manager from the Hampshire environmental consultancy Enims, also took them to the Valley Gardens to learn how to do a survey.
I think this is the best way to learn, isn't it? Practically hands-on. So, yeah, we had a venture out to the Valley Gardens, and from the feedback, I think that they really enjoyed it. We gave them a proposition that there'd be a development of a new university building, and just asked them to have a look at the habitats on site and see what kind of species might happen to be there, and like the kind of legal implications of that for the project.
Which is pretty typical of your work?
Very typical. The drivers of the consultancy are mostly protected species.
Cheryl's boss, Pete Satchell, says this is a useful way to help students understand what's really involved.
We've employed a number of graduates from Southampton who've always been very academically bright and good, but have not understood what consultancy actually meant. And I think that, to be fair to them, they went into consultancy not quite sure if it's the route they wanted to take.
The consultancy taster workshops, part of the HE STEM programme, were partly organised by student Pete Schofield.
It's something I'm considering myself, definitely going to try and get to a consultancy. You can apply all your work, you can bring a bit of innovation into it. I think it's got great career prospects for students. When you work in consultancies, it's about applying that expertise knowledge in the best applicable manner to work towards the business aims as well. So it's learning to balance them up, because you do have to remain true to what you've learnt, but you've also then got to be aware of the real business world.
Public engagement tutor Dr. Steve Dorney believes students found the sessions of real interest.
I think they were surprised by how valuable they found it. They had a vague idea of what they might get. They knew they'd see what life was like in various different companies, and they knew that they would make good contacts, and they saw it as an employability route. But I think what's the bonus has been the diversity of those consultancies. So we've had 6 visit. They've all roughly worked in the field of environmental or engineering consultancy, but students have been able to pick up just a spectacularly diverse range of activities and employment opportunities within those consultancies.
What did students think of the opportunity to meet and question consultants?
I've done some courses on consultancy, but having seen the people who've come in and presented, it's definitely an area that I'm thinking I want to work in. It's all been great, actually. I think all of the talks have been very impressive. Yeah, I've enjoyed all of them.
It's been useful sessions from speakers of what they actually do as a job, and a lot of them actually started off at Southampton. For today, for example, going out and actually learning what you'd look for to identify species. There's been a couple of others, sort of a bit more desk space, but still sort of identifying for ourselves what you'd look for.
Well, I wanted to find out more about consultancy as a career, because that's what I'm thinking of going into after graduating, and kind of seeing the different pathways into consultancy and what you'd be doing if you did get a job in consultancy. My dad works for himself as a consultant, so that is an option to think about, following my dad's footsteps.
More career-focused events are planned for students in future.